The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
If you didn't realize it, daylight savings time happens this weekend. So along with changing the time on your clocks, pretty much like your oven and your car, maybe your car if you've got a dumb car like mine, you got to change the clocks times. There are a few other things we should do this weekend that are super responsible, and they're easy to forget, but if we do them when the time changes, it's easier to remember to
do
them.
It's a good reset for things, yeah.
So a couple of those are: change the batteries in your smoke detectors. We should change them once a year. So if you haven't done it in a while or can't remember the last time you did it, odds are you should do it.
My wife will be all over me about doing this because every year she does it and she doesn't change any of them. And I have to change them all. And I think I have 9 or 10.
Oh my.
I always forget one.
And then added on top of that, you always feel like you need to throw the batteries away in separate containers.
Separate containers so they don't actually touch and click together somehow and
start a fire.
Yeah, it's really
crazy.
Strange.
So is that
a
thing?
If you hook 2 9-volt batteries together, you flip them and click them together, they will catch fire. They'll create heat.
Okay.
Moving on, restock your emergency kit. Do y'all have an emergency kit?
No. Well, we do, but it's up in the closet somewhere. And a fire extinguisher. I forget where I have that. I think it's in the kitchen.
Well, if you have an emergency kit, throw away anything that is expired. That could be the fire extinguisher. It could be expired, so you might need to replace it. Another one is clean out the fridge and medicine cabinets. This is also where things go to die and go to expire. So throw away anything that looks old or is old. And then finally, flip your mattress.
Yes.
This should be done once or twice a year to avoid irregular wear. Have y'all flipped your mattresses?
Does flip mean, like, because we rotate ours.
Right.
Do they literally
Some of them you can't flip. Like if you have a pillow top mattress, you can't just flip it over. You have to rotate it. So now I get my wife's crease, and then she gets my valley. Well, there you go. Those are some reminders for you as we move into... Oh, and then, yeah, don't forget to set back your clocks. Like, we do all these other things, and you forget to set back your clock, and you end up late to church or early to church. I don't even know.
Fall back.
Yeah. Yeah, so we get up
early.
We're
going forward.
Yeah, we lose the hour here
of sleep.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I think I speak for Gavin and myself when I say we were both very worried yesterday about Betty Rock. I mean, I was like deeply concerned for her mental status, just where she's at.
Sounds so serious.
It was. She was on Bath & Body's webpage because she has a candle issue.
They have me in a chokehold.
Yeah.
I'll freely admit it.
3-wick candles do you think you have unburned right now at your house?
I have at least 2 drawers full.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't 2. It was 2 drawers full. Yeah.
I was worried she was going to say 200.
Yeah.
No. I'd say like maybe a little under 20.
That's still a lot of candles.
You don't know what you're going to need in that moment.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Like maybe you need a comforting smell. Maybe you need a musky smell. Maybe you need a spring smell. We don't know.
I don't know. And so she was on there and they had them on sale.
Yes.
And so in the past, when they've been on sale, you could mark her down like for about a good 7, 8, 10 of these candles. And she had none in her cart. And we were like, what is going on?
I'm trying to practice self-discipline.
That's good.
It is good. I think one of the things that was entertaining me, though, is when you go to bathandbodyworks.com, if you're ordering candles online, that's difficult because you don't know, like, if it's a new smell, you can't smell it.
Right.
And so what's so helpful, I guess, is that they will put to the side a little category that it says, what does it smell like? And then they will give you a description of that scent.
I love this.
And so I pulled a few because they just sounded so ridiculous.
Okay, well, let's see what the scents are from Bath & Body.
Okay, so they have one called Flower Child.
Okay.
And if you're asking, well, what does that smell like?
Well, Lauren Daigle.
They said, Bath & Body said, freely exploring your own life-size fairy garden.
Okay.
Sounds great.
What does that smell like to you?
I can't believe that people get paid to write this stuff.
They do.
Which is so great.
And that's not even the worst one. So there's one called My Sweet Sisters. And you're like, well, what in the world? What does that smell like? The description is the unwavering comfort and understanding only a sister can provide.
How does that have a smell? That's not a smell.
That's awesome.
I don't understand that at all.
And this one is, the candle is simply called number 42.
Okay.
Where do you go from there?
I don't even know
what that smells like. So the description is sipping a warm beverage. Uh-huh. While exploring your favorite used bookstore.
Oh, well, see, that has a smell attached to it. I like that one. I get.
See, they wrote you in.
Yeah, that sisters thing didn't get that at all. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Based on what you know about the Wally Show, I want you to write a candle scent for us. If we had a Wally Show candle, how would you describe it? What would it smell like? Mm-hmm. Like, it could be an effervescent aromatic blend of mediocrity mixed with a hint of Chick-fil-A chicken grease with a subtle hint of Bucky's bathroom.
Amen.
At least it's clean.
I know. I kind of hit what all of us are. Gavin's always in the bathroom. Betty loves Chick-fil-A and I'm mediocre. So there you go. So pick out some things from the show and try to write what the show would smell like as a Bath & Body candle. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your creativity now. What do you think it would smell like? How could you describe it like Bath & Body?
So the scent is definitely a refreshing, warm scent. Not too much of like laundry detergent fresh, but like a spring fresh day. And I say that because I just feel like a fresh of breath air listening to you guys.
And I love that it's a fresh aromatic scent because I've lived downwind of a dump before. And some days I feel like that's what the show smells like. Jess, what would it be to you?
Banana Foster cinnamon rolls.
Very nice, and I'm very hungry. So why that for you?
Okay, so the cinnamon roll, it's just because y'all are just, it's like home.
Oh, that's nice. We appreciate that.
Your family.
Oh, wow. That's so
but
nice.
But you got to add in the bananas because y'all's a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, that's actually really good. I love it. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a good one.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
While we wouldn't suggest taking everything you hear here as gospel truth,
we are all witnesses.
Testify.
We try our best to get it right. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
Personally, I think one of the best vacations is a cruise vacation. Now, Gavin, you did one last year, right?
I mean, sometimes I still dream about that.
You were all about
cruise. It was so good.
And Betty Rock and I, we ended up going to Alaska.
Oof, that was a lot of fun.
And that was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, like cruises are just great. Well, the cruise ship, it's one of the largest ones. I think it is the largest one in the world now, Icon of the Seas. They were doing their thing, just their cruise thing, you know, everybody out on the deck having some fun. And they came across this small boat adrift in the ocean.
Ooh.
And, you know, so there are obviously people shooting video of this or whatever. But they had started in Miami and they were headed to Honduras. And somewhere along the way, they pull up to this boat because it's adrift and it needed help.
Oh, and there was a person inside.
There were eight people.
Really?
In this boat. Yeah. And so they basically launched their own little rescue mission. And
nice.
So they take one of the small boats that you see launched, you know, off the side, and they go and they get these people. These people, it's interesting, though, these people have been flying like a white flag. And I'm assuming that's because of all the piracy that goes around the world.
Oh.
And so you, I mean, I was thinking about this because you watch like big freighters. I watch a TikTok channel on this. But like, I've never understood how pirates in little boats get on big ships.
Uh-huh.
It seems so easy to defend that. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to board your ship. You have to climb up 200 feet. I'm going to hit you with a watermelon, if nothing else, and mm-hmm. knock you into the ocean. But somehow they board these ships. And so I'm sure they had to have some sort of cause for concern.
I get it, but it seems to me that a white flag would be also hard to see if you were looking for rescue.
Yeah.
White would just blend
with
in.
With everything, yeah. But it also is peace, so a tough call. And so they launched the thing. They find that it was actually 14 people stranded for 8 days. Like, that's no joke in the ocean.
Dadgum.
Yeah.
There's enough room for 14 people.
Yeah, they saved them all and brought them on board. Now, I don't know if they were people like that were, you know, sailing or people that were immigrating, you know, kind of thing. Can you imagine?
They were pirates. The irony.
Well, that's what I thought, too. Like, if you, the white flag, you let them on the ship, and then that's how you get pirated. But, boy, can you imagine if it was somebody that was, you know, taking their shot at, you know, entering the country, and you end up on a cruise ship? Like, you got to be thinking, this is every stereotype dream I've heard about America. This is amazing.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. But in any event, they didn't go into any details there, so I'm not sure what it looks like. But the oceans, it's kind of like a maritime mandate that you help each other on the high seas. Mm. That's what I love about it. It's actually this camaraderie, and that when there's somebody in trouble, mm-hmm. you stop what you were doing, and if you are within the range, you go to assist them. That happened with the Titanic. There was another ship that was mm-hmm. a long way away, but they steamed towards them.
Yeah, and it is to help people, unless you're carrying a black flag that right. has the yes. skull and crossbones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pirating seems so easy to avoid. Just look for the flag. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And the other day, this guy, Jeremy, called the show about being at a gas station, and the guy comes up to him and says, hey, I just need some gas money. And this happens all the time. And Jeremy's a good guy. So he gave him $10, which I think is going above and beyond what most people would have done in that situation. But then something kind of inside of Jeremy happened that was different.
As I left, I realized that wasn't enough. And it absolutely bothered me, almost brought me to tears, and I almost turned around at the next exit so I could go give this guy more, and I didn't, and that's the part that I've had to live with the next couple of days, and I even prayed to God, please put me back into this position again so I can do more. This was not enough. I didn't do enough for this guy. He had a genuine need, and I gave him enough to satisfy me at the time, and I'm glad that I realized it wasn't enough to satisfy me.
That's fascinating, but I get it, man. Like, there's times where you know God's putting something on your heart, and you kind of do it kind of. And mm-hmm. then when you do it to what would be enough for everybody else, you're not settled inside. And you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I know I was supposed to do this, mm-hmm. and you've got to go back and make it right, which is fascinating because he was already being a good guy, mm-hmm. but there was something happened inside of him that was like, you know what, I should do a little bit more. And you know that will happen the next time he feels this. He's going to make sure he does right. what he thought he was supposed to do.
He learned his lesson the hard way.
Yeah, like we had a lady, I remember one time during support drive, being very kind, calling and supporting the ministry. And then she called back. She said, you know, that wasn't the number that I felt I was supposed to do. And she gave again. And then she called back a third time. She goes, okay, in full disclosure, that wasn't even the number. The number is this, and now I'm going to do it. Yep. And she was like, I feel so good right now. Because there is something about aligning your heart with what God puts on it with him and following through with mm-hmm. it. So that's what we want to talk about with you. Have you ever been in that place where you did something and it was good, but maybe it wasn't your best? Because God always calls us to bring our best to him, regardless of what that is, mm-hmm. whether it's our time, whether it's our money, whether it's our heart. He's like, bring me your best. And then so did you have to go back and, like, make it right, you know, kind of thing. So that's what I want to talk about. I'm sure other people, in addition to Jeremy and myself, and I'm sure Betty and Gavin as well, have had to do this at some point in time in your life. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So have you ever been in that kind of place, Jasmine?
Yes. I was driving down the expressway home, and I saw a homeless guy with a sign. And it was an unusual sign because it said that he just wanted to get back home to Tennessee.
Right.
So I just looked at it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for him. And I kept driving, but I drove slowly forward, and I just kept hearing God say, you need to go. You need to go back. And it gnawed at me. I literally, it was dangerous. It was probably stupid, but I hit the reverse on my car so fast.
Nice.
I asked him what he needed.
So God was telling you to go back. You hit reverse. You don't know what you're going in reverse for. You don't know what God's asking you to do yet.
No. And I rolled down the window and I asked him, you know, do you need a ride? And I gave him a ride and I was like, do you need some food? So it's literally this whole journey that unfolded. We ended up welcoming him into our home and he spent the night.
What?
And yeah. And I mean, and it's crazy. I didn't even tell my family because they'll be like, are you crazy? But it was such a heavy gnawing on my spirit. And my husband was in agreement with me and he was able to, you know, get some money and get himself together and get back to Tennessee. We dropped him off at the Greyhound.
So Jasmine, any advice for someone who is feeling that tug to do something, you know, that God's put on their heart?
If you hear the voice of God that clear telling you to do something, I was more in fear of what I wouldn't have done because God told me to do something.
Well, that's an amazing story that hopefully will inspire everybody to do the thing that they feel that God's putting on their heart, because you never know where it's going to go and how it makes you feel as well. So, Jasmine, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
Have you ever been in that place?
Definitely. So I go to a park and I eat lunch every day. And I went to this park one day and I'd eaten my lunch and I was just sitting there enjoying my day, not worried about anything. And all of a sudden, something told me, go to the lake. We have a little lake by the park. And I was like, why am I going to this lake? And he said, just go to the lake. So I went and I sat on the dock. I thought, well, I'm going to spend the rest of my lunch on this dock. About a couple minutes later, I was sitting there and this little old man starts walking down to this lake. He's 92 years old, and we have become friends. And come to find out, he lives 20 feet from my work. We sat there for the rest of my lunch, and we talked. And I thought, I can't leave this little man, but I've got to go back to work. So I wrote my name down, and I wrote my number down. And I said, if you need anything, you call me. And he called me later that night, next day he called me and he said, so are you going to come pick me up for lunch? And come to find out, this man's on hospice.
Oh, wow. That's so great.
And I have gone, he has called me every day for lunch. I go to eat with him every week.
What I love is that you were like obedient to God and you went to the place you thought you were supposed to go to, but there was nothing there. And so you're like, okay, what's the point of this? But you stayed there and then something great happened. I think that's what God calls us to do. He calls us to make that first step, step out in faith. And then if you hang in there, you'll see some pretty great things happen and happen for you and this little man too. So thank you for sharing your story with us today, Kenzie. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So have you ever been in that place, Kim?
Absolutely. I was traveling with a couple of girlfriends for a craft show, and we had gone down on Friday night to stay the night, and we went to the Walmart store to get some supplies. And when I walked in, there was a girl that walked past me, and she had on a breast cancer t-shirt, and she had a scarf on her head. And I'm a cancer survivor myself, and I felt very clearly the Lord telling me to talk to her and to pray for her. But I had never done that before at that point, and so I didn't do it. I didn't know what my friends would think about that, and I didn't do it. I let her walk right by.
I'll tell you what, I won't judge you for that at all, because I get it. I've been in that same place. It feels weird. And then after you do it, you're like, why was I weird about this? So what happened?
Yeah. Well, for the rest of the night, I was absolutely tore up about it. I was just wrecked because I did not obey the Lord. And so the next morning we get up at the hotel and we go down to eat breakfast. And I'm sitting there with my friends eating breakfast. And in walked that very same girl and her friends.
Nice.
And I got up and I said, I've got to go make this right. And so I went over to her. We had a beautiful conversation. I asked her if I could pray for her. And my friends came over and we prayed together. And then that ended up birthing a ministry because I had just started making chemo caps for cancer patients after my own cancer journey had finished. And my friend said to me, why don't you start carrying one of those around with you in your purse so that whenever you run into somebody like that, that it gives you an opportunity to go up and talk to them and offer them this free, you know, cancer cap. And so I've been doing that ever since. I've been a survivor for 14 years, and so we've been doing that for quite a while now. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord gave me a second chance to do that.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Gavin.
We are, I mean, now about 4 years removed from the initial start of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic.
It seems like so long ago, and because fortunately we have short attention spans in America, and something that, I mean, it owned all of us. In some way, shape, or form, everyone was affected by it. And, you know, universally, which is crazy. And then now you're like, oh, that was kind of a bummer, right? And then you're like, yeah, that wasn't fun. And then you remember how bad it was.
Oh, it was awful. Just like the masks and everything. But one of the more, I think, like, interesting parts of the coronavirus experience were the COVID-19 tests
that
we had to take. And the initial start of them was that you had to wait in line at places.
Hours.
You had somebody, an expert, per se, jamming something up your nose.
As far as they could till they hit the dome of your skull and then pulled it out. That was my experience.
And we went from that to, you know, the semi-controversial vaccines. And then eventually, like, we ended up having the ability to just go to a CVS or your pharmacy and walk away with, like, at-home COVID tests. But one thing that I kind of forgot was also an option was the households across the country were able to go to COVID.gov and order, you know, I think it was 4 free.
I still have a few of them sitting in my house. I had to use one.
I think they expire.
Like, yeah, they do. But then I'm like, you know what? Medicine expires too, but I still take it. So I still use that one time when I found out I had COVID.
But one, you know, there was a recent update from the government that said that as of this upcoming Friday, well, actually today, this is the last day that you are able to actually go to COVID.gov and order those free tests. And so they say that, like, when, you know, if you get your order in before the end of the day, then they'll fulfill that and they'll send it to you. But this is the last day that that's going to happen. They say that because coronavirus cases or COVID cases are coming down, they're scaling back on this.
They're not as severe.
This does feel like one of the biggest, I want to say, like, steps in putting this in
the rear view.
The rear view.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I do feel like in some sense it has been in the rear view for a hot second, at least in my mind.
Well, but when you think about it, though, we still have policies at work about COVID. You know, like Betty failed to have tiger blood anymore and was the last person in our company to get it. And you held out. You were so close.
I know, and I got COVID just recently for the first time.
Yeah, and so she had to stay home for 5 days. And so, but that, the CDC has changed that rule now that they're saying now, okay, so you don't need the at-home test. They're not going to give them to you anymore. And now, if you think you have COVID or if you take a test and have it, you only have to stay out like the regular flu until you're fever-free for 24 hours.
Yep.
And then you can go back to work just like normal.
Again, it's just another thing where you're treating it like
a flu.
A flu. Like, you're treating it like something that we've adjusted to here in this country instead of having, you know, flashbang reactions to things. And, like, it's, you know, I can understand, if you have a fever, like, in general, probably
stay home. It's a cold.
So saying that, now you just say that you have COVID, you have the flu, you have a stomach bug.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see things become sort of just like normalcy.
Exactly.
It's been the rear view.
There you go. Well, that's going to do it. So if you want to get your COVID test, just to be sure, today is your last day. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and baby Gavin is going to have a baby himself here. With a little help from his wife, Haley. And so
A little bit of help?
A little. She's just doing a little.
All the help.
She's doing her part.
Yeah, she'll do her part. But, I mean, she's just, like, right now, she's waiting.
But she's growing a human.
I know, but Gavin has all the stress right now. Her stress will be in a little bit. But, like, right now, Gavin has to build things and stuff and make cribs and do a baby room and everything. And it's all skills he's not good at.
No, I don't paint. I don't build. I don't construct. It's just not the kind of man that I am.
I know, but that was funny.
Thank you.
So you did build something recently, though.
Yes, I built a bassinet. And in all honesty, I had a friend of mine come over.
Okay.
And he has tools and stuff. So
good.
It was good that
nice.
Dan the Man came over and helped me build this thing. But we you know, put this thing together. And he's great. He's a general contractor. This is his realm. We're following all the instructions, doing all this stuff. And boom, it's done. And then my wife comes home a little bit later, and there was a piece where it looks like a piece was put in upside down.
Okay.
And
well, that happens. Contractors even make those mistakes.
Exactly.
So you didn't even fix the... You didn't put it together right?
According to her, yeah. I didn't put it together right. And so for her in that moment, whenever that did happen, she came in and she was pointing out. She's like, oh, I think that these holes should be facing...
Right.
down, and I kind of in that zone of like didn't want to have to redo this whole
sure.
thing, kind of in a weird way like shut down because I was just trying to think through the solution or
right.
try to form an argument against
redoing it. Yeah, I get that.
Because I have to take the whole thing apart.
I get that.
And so for her, she came in and she started to get emotional in that moment because she felt bad that she, you know, complained that the thing was
oh.
not built upside down.
Well,
and
that's
then,
good.
Well, but then she felt bad because she's like, I didn't want that to be the first thing after you
yeah.
doing a thing you don't do did.
Well, that's good. It wasn't like she was crying because you did it wrong. She was crying because she felt bad for not being grateful. Wow.
Well, just like that
that's
she didn't
great.
Want me to have to redo the entire thing, which...
Hey, man, pregnancy hormones, they go crazy. And so the fact that that was what she was upset about, that's a good thing. That's
oh, yeah.
a win.
And I'm sure she's not alone in this. I've had a
yeah.
lot of friends that
yeah.
have had babies, and they have said the hormones
mm-hmm.
will get you.
Yeah, like I'm not being like chauvinistic or male mm-hmm. stereotype. I mean, Rock is telling you, like, this
oh,
is
yeah.
a thing.
You don't even have to be pregnant. You can still have those hormones.
Okay,
me.
We'll focus just on pregnant ones right now, and then we'll deal with Betty's later. So what is a time with you as a pregnant lady, your hormones got the best of you, and you found yourself crying and rage, whatever it was, at seemingly nothing, you know? Gavin even tried to cover the holes with a blanket.
Uh-huh.
And Haley, I think you said she'd said something like, but I'll know they're there.
Yeah, she that's her thing, is that, like, it's going to bother me.
Yeah.
And I've got 5 months to...
You need to fix it,
this.
For the record.
I have to.
You
I mean,
need
it's
to.
Only holding the life of your newborn child.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
but
kind of important.
They're not going to... They're going to be like 3 months. They're not going to find
yeah.
those little holes.
You do need to fix it, though.
I
you
know,
need to make it right
I
as
will.
A man.
I will.
And set that
thank
right.
You. Barely.
Yeah. Barely. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the phone number. Love having you on the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the time that you, as a lady, had your pregnancy hormones go nuts on you? And maybe now you look at it and go, yeah, I don't know what that was happening, but it happened. So 855-33-WAY-FM. When was a time that your hormones maybe ran with you a little bit while you were pregnant?
Well, I was making myself a delicious meal of mac and cheese because, you know, pregnancy cravings. And one of the secrets to adding to making good mac and cheese is to add a little bit of mustard to it. So
oh.
I'm like trying to, you know, chef up my Kraft mac, and I put a little bit of mustard in it. But I don't shake the bottle, and so like the mustard pee comes out.
Yes, yes, I've never heard.
And
it
got in my mac and cheese,
like,
and I just cried immediately. Oh my gosh! I had to call my husband, like, in distress. I realized how ridiculous it was, but I couldn't stop. Like,
that is the
so
worst
funny.
For your husband too, because he picks it up. He just hears you hysterical, and he's gonna
mm-hmm.
think the worst. Like, what is going on? And then when you tell him it's mustard pee in my mac and cheese. Oh, I love it. But then you feel relieved because, like, okay, that's all it is. But for you in that moment, I'm sure it wasn't that's all it is. It's devastating.
Yeah, it was rough. But thankfully, you know, it didn't ruin my meal.
I love it. That's a great example of what we're talking about. I appreciate you being on with us today, Anna. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Rachel, so what is the time that your hormones got the best of you?
So my husband and I were working on the nursery, and I had this project that I wanted to build. And so I went to the home improvement store, and I didn't exactly know the parts that I needed, and that's what they're there for, but I couldn't find anybody to help me, like nobody. So I'm just standing in the aisle, and I just start bawling because I can't find anybody to help me. I just ended up leaving.
Oh, so even you crying didn't garner attention for someone to help you?
No.
Did you ever go back and build the thing you were trying to build?
I did, but we went to a different store.
That's a good idea. Yeah, you don't want to show your face in that one again. Everyone just avoids you, like the parting of the Red Sea when they see you coming back in. And there's the crying pregnant lady. All right, Teresa, you're up. What was a time that you feel your pregnancy hormones might have gotten away from you?
Okay, so it was a Mother's Day. I was 4 months pregnant, had a 1.5-year-old, and I had to go to work. I worked at an upscale restaurant, had to be there at noon. Stopped at my flower shop to buy my mom some flowers. The news station was there interviewing people who were buying flowers for either their loved one or their mom or what have you. And they came up to me and they asked me, oh, who are you buying flowers for? And I just lost it. I was like, I'm buying flowers for my mom, but nobody's doing anything for me. And I have to go to work. And I mean, I just went on this rampage. I mean, I have tears flowing, snot coming out, everything. It was horrible.
Did your husband see the news footage?
No, he did not. He didn't see it. And let me tell you something. The flower shop ladies, every time I call or I'm there, they're like, hi, how are you? I said, better now because I'm divorced.
Oh, jeez. There you go. The takeaway, fellas, get your lady some flowers on Mother's Day.
Make yourself appreciated.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. It's Friday, which means we are doing one thing and one thing only today. We're focused. We have to be focused because if you mess up when you're putting in coordinates in a time machine, you could end up in the wrong place. And so today, our pilot with us is Danny. Welcome to the time machine, sir.
Hey, Wally. Hey, team. How you guys all doing today?
Good. Now, especially when you're like kind of flying like we are, team feels good. Like we should have jackets. I think we should have like astronaut type jackets in the time machine.
I like that. Yes.
Danny, do you have a business or anything?
I'm actually an addictions and mental health counselor.
Nuts. Okay.
Well, we could use that too.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, definitely the mental health aspect.
Yeah. I don't know. I got a couple addictions too. So
we could
work on some, all of this. You know what? We've got nothing but time in the time machine.
That's right.
Okay, well, I was hoping to put your logo on our time machine here. Maybe we could do that. So now you have to tell us what song you would like to hear when we go back in time. What's it going to be?
Awake and Alive by Skillet.
Oh, Skillet, nice. Skillety-doo. The very meat-loafy and musical stylings of Skillet. Boy, we have not played Skillet in a while,
no,
man.
No, we haven't. They haven't really come out with anything.
No, they've come out with some great stuff.
Yeah.
There's a psycho in my head. Oh, my gosh, great song.
Circus for a Psycho is one of my favorite Skillet songs.
Why are both songs that y'all listed have Psycho in the title? That's a little odd.
He's a mental health counselor, and I need mental health.
There you go.
All right, so what year are we going back to, Rock?
All right, we're going back to 2009, and 2009 was an interesting year for baby names because the previous year, Twilight, the first movie, came out, and so the following year, 2009, Jacob and Isabella were the leading baby names. How sad is that?
Yes. I'm proud to say I've never seen Twilight. I've never seen a full episode of Twilight. I've seen 20 minutes.
That's a shame.
No, I
No, it's
great.
Not. You're blessed. You can't, because you can never get that time back.
Yeah, I wish we could go back and have Gavin unwatch it.
Gavin, you definitely need some counseling. I can help you.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. Are you afraid?
No.
Oh my gosh. Ridiculous. You like that, Gavin?
Man, I like it ironically. Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like it ironically. All right.
Sure, sure.
Well, let's get to something that really matters. That's Danny's reason for wanting Skillet's Awake and Alive.
My wife and kids, we're what you call California refugees. We moved out of California and now live in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, congratulations.
And, absolutely.
Thanks for driving up our house values, too.
When we were living in California, I mean, we're Christian family, but we were not an active Christian family. We were every Sunday church Christians, and that's it. We came out here, and we were introduced to Way FM, to Wally, Betty Rock, you two, Gavin. And we found Christian music we had never heard before, and one of them was Skillet. And when we moved out here, we found ourselves becoming awake and alive in our spirituality. In lesser terms, we had a revival in our hearts.
Welcome to the South, sir. Like, it's definitely a different world. I lived in California, too, for a while, and it feels godless a lot of days. And so California needs our prayer for sure. But, man, thank you for joining us here in the time machine. I love the song that you're taking us back to. All the way back to 2009, it's the band Skillet. Skillet-a-dee. 2 with Awake and Alive for Danny on Flashback Friday.
Appreciate you guys, too. Keep it up and rock it out.
I'm at war with the world and they try to pull me into the dark. I struggle to find my faith as I'm slipping from your arms.
It's getting harder to stay awake and my strength is fading fast. You breathe into me.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. It's what your People magazine would sound like with a Southern accent. It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Disney's Pixar is set to release later this year the next installment, the sequel to their 2015 hit film Inside Out.
Okay, Inside Out was a film that at first I was like, I don't know. And then I watched it. I genuinely liked it.
You identified with
it. I did. Mainly the anger character. Okay. Which of the emotions would you be, Gavin?
Yeah, because the movie is about a little girl and her emotions are inside her head. And
yeah.
Depicted, there's joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust.
Which would you be, Gavin?
Probably fear.
Fear, yeah, checks out. We'll what about there. You, Rock?
I think mine would be disgust.
Yeah, because you're dismissive of everybody.
It's such a bummer that none of us are joy.
I know, right? But I did like it. It got heavy. It was a heavy message for kids, too, kind of about depression and, you know, getting lost a little bit. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Well, we get to see those characters again, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, work together again as their kid Riley is now a teen and is entering high school.
Uh-oh.
And we're also going to be introduced to 4 new characters or emotions, whichever you want to look at it. And these emotions seem to develop when you're hitting those teenage years. They're anxiety, envy, boredom, and embarrassment.
Look, we all have a job to do. I plan for the future.
You want to sit with us?
These girls are so cool.
We can't let her know we're excited.
I got this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to haunt us for the rest of our lives at all.
You feel it all right?
I know change is scary. Let's do this.
Hey, Riley.
But we need new friends or we'll be totally alone in high school. Out with the old, in with the new.
It'll be interesting to see how they handle it, like anxiety. Because I know kids get anxious, but I think we have this tendency in our society to confuse anxiousness with medical anxiety. Mm-hmm. And like, oh my gosh, you need medicine now and you're a mess, you're a train wreck, mm-hmm. versus I'm anxious in this situation. So I hope they don't go down that road of this, because then I think it's a dangerous thing for kids. Like, everyone's got anxiety. We all have anxiety.
Well, you know? If you think about the first one, when they dealt kind of with sadness and depression kind of thing, they handled it really well. Like, they showed that the sad moments can make the happier moments even better.
Yeah.
And so hopefully they'll handle the second one just the same.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. Do you know when it's coming out? Did it say?
This summer.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. If you like the first installment, you might want to check out the second one. It's, what is it called? Oh, that's right. Inside Out 2.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. If you ever want to get a hold of me, just wally@wayfm.com. Same email all my friends have. This one's great. They were talking about something we were talking about on the show. Eric says, good morning. It's his email account, but I think they share one. My name is Carol. I wanted to call in to share my story of brutally honest kids. When my son was 4 years old, I was in the restroom brushing my teeth, and he walked in there and stepped up on his stool and looked in the mirror with a big smile showing his teeth. I looked at him and smiled, and I said, hey, we look so much alike. And he said, no, Mommy, my teeth are not yellow.
Oh!
You can't say that to your mom.
But that's the thing with kids, man. Kids just see it. They're brutally honest, and you got to be ready for it. Gavin, you're going to be a dad. Your kid's going to say stuff to you. They're like, what in the world?
The more and more I hear about, you know, everything that's going to go on with having a kid, it makes me
so much more excited.
I know. Boy, I hope your kid doesn't own you.
They will.
This was kind of a cool follow-up I got from our promotions guy, Tyler. We had done our Ordinary Angels promotion where, you know, basically people would nominate somebody who was an angel to them, and they got a $2,500 gift card from the Ordinary Angels movie people. And it was cool. We had all these people write in and submit people. And I always get a little stressed about picking the winner because I really want it to be a good thing for them. And, you know, to put it on a spiritual level, like, God, please let the right person win, you know, kind of thing that could really use this. And so this lady who was a school counselor won because she had been very helpful with this family. And the husband passed away. So the mom is going through stuff. The son is going through stuff. And she went above and beyond for these people, which I love. Okay. And so she wins and everything's great. And then I got a follow-up email. She reached out, the winner, reached out to our promotions guy, and she just said, hey, I want to thank you guys so much for this. And you think, okay, that's great, because, you know, people are thankful. They won a big prize. And she goes, the Lord works in mysterious ways. The day I received this beautiful gift, my husband was laid off.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
And so, yeah, and so, like, to me, where I'm just like, oh, man, I hope we picked the right person, you know? And like, I just watch this happen time and time again with a God story that gets written that we, A, can't control and, B, are unaware of, you know? And I love to see things like this happen. And so I thought that was really cool. And that, it probably, too, increases her faith where she's like, all right, God, you have this. You are providing for us even when things can be a little scary.
But that doesn't mean that if you're trying to win a... like a gift or something, like a prize, you shouldn't quit your job in hopes that it'll tell the Lord, hey,
right.
they should be the winner.
Yeah, because you don't know how it's going to go. Yeah, good advice there, Rock, in case anyone was thinking that. If you ever want to email me, it's just wally@wayfm.com.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of a Christian singer-songwriter who was on American Idol, and she was singing an original song, and that's not always easy to do.
It's dicey.
Yeah, because it could go either way on you, and it's asking God to transform her life. So she's a believer, she's 17 years old, and it's cool, and it wasn't like a vague modern worship song. I mean, she works in the words, I've been feeding my flesh, living in sin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty direct.
All in. Yeah. All in for that. So here's a little bit of her audition.
So I say this prayer. God, I know you're there. I ain't been playing fair. And I've been only praying when I need your help. I'll sing your praise for all my days.
When you hear that, Rock, how do you picture her? Like, what do you picture her looking like? I'm just curious.
One of those girls that's built like a football player.
Okay.
And she's got curly hair.
Okay. No, she's actually a little smaller, and she has straight blonde hair. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's interesting how, like, somebody singing and, like, what they sound like singing, you picture them differently.
That happens to us, too. Like, I've been approached by people who have seen me out in the wild, and they're like, oh, I thought you were going to be blonde.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, what?
No reason. And so the judges, though, they seem to really like her.
There's this unique grit, so Mississippi.
Like little indie film soundtrack voice. You know what I'm saying?
It's so raw.
What I'm in love with is your uniqueness.
Do you play around town?
I was going to start playing in bars because we got plenty of them. But there's an age limit sometimes.
That's really great. I love that.
Yeah, so she makes it through to the next round.
She does.
Yeah, she did. You know, so they didn't just respect her like in word. They're like, okay, let's put you through and see what you can do. So it'd be interesting because she doesn't have like that style, that it factor, but I love that she has convictions of, you know, who she is, and she's going to bring that and lead with that on this show and lead with her faith. I love that.
Yeah, it could open more doors for her.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. Her name is Jennifer. Wally.
Jenkins? Jeffries.
There we go.
Jenkins.
Yes. Jenkins. I know. But Jennifer Jeffries is actually kind of a dope name. Like, it's memorable-ish.
But not for you.
Not for me. I can't remember anything. So there you go. That's your random act of audio for today.
EA
Sports.
It's in the game.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Every once in a while, we have a little sports on the show, and Gavin is the sports guy. And so we try to find stuff that's not all facts and figures, because that can be a little boring, but more lifestyle, sportsy type stuff.
Yeah, and this one had to do with Jason Kelce. He is the brother of the Kelce brother that is dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he's the other brother that no one knew his name before now people know who he is.
But he played offensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles, but he very recently announced his retirement. And this actually, the story had to deal with his longtime trainer with the Philadelphia Eagles. He said that he used to, wrap his ankles in tape before every game. And then Joseph Opela, the guy who does the taping, he was the athletic trainer for the Philadelphia Eagles, explained in a post that he had learned that Kelce would retire, and he told them that he regretted not being able to tape his ankles for the last game of his career because Joseph was undergoing cancer treatment.
Understandable that he wasn't there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I heard Kelce was cool to him and like during his treatments and did nice things for him.
That was
stuff.
One thing he mentioned is that he offered up like his shore house for him to go and recover.
Nice.
Jason paid for kind of like meal services to help them out through that
that's
situation.
Cool.
But one thing that's really cool about this story is that he had like taped this guy's ankles for 13 years. And for Jason Kelce's retirement press situation, you kind of looked in and you saw that his ankles were taped.
You're like, why you gotta tape your ankles? You're not playing today, pal.
And Jason had communicated with Joseph, and Joseph actually got to tape his ankles for that press for that what kind of like one last
See,
time.
That's cool because it's totally not needed at all for in any way, shape, or form. But the fact that he's honoring the relationship that they had, like that's what this guy did, and he wore his ankles taped to the thing, shows a lot about that relationship, but it also shows a little bit about him as a man, too, which I love.
Uh-huh. I think that, because he had mentioned at one point, a lot of people know about Jason Kelce, the football player.
Right.
But I think that they need to also know a lot about Jason Kelce, just the man.
Yeah.
And I know, because he has this, does this podcast with his brother. We've seen a lot more of his life story over the last couple years through their popularity. And I have seen him, and I think he's like a really good, devoted guy. He's got three kids he's really devoted to his wife, loves the city of Philadelphia. I'm seeing so much more of who this guy is beyond a football player, and I think that's good for people and kids to see too.
And if you're not dating Taylor Swift, you need something to stand out against your brother. And so what a good thing to be known for is being a good guy to your friends.
Name it and claim it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and it's fun to name inanimate objects to give them a personality, and we do this with a lot of things in our lives, and one of the biggest things people do is cars. And so I got this email the other day. It says, "Hey Wally, Betty, and Gavin, my 16-year-old daughter, Georgia, just got her first car. It's a 2017 white GMC Terrain, and she needs help with a name. She thought about a full name with GMC in the initials. She's not sure, but she wants it may be cute or funny. Please help name this car." Your first car is a big deal to you as a kid.
Oh,
for
sure. For
sure.
And what was yours first called?
I didn't know what to name it back then. Yeah, it was a red Volkswagen.
Mine was a green Mustang. I called it the Green Bean.
Yeah, see, I didn't name mine back then. And I feel like I've missed out on something.
You did.
And so we want to make sure that that's not the case for this girl. Do you want to go first or second, Rock?
I'll go second.
Okay, because the way it works is we each throw out a name, and if we shift to the other person's name, that's the name we send. If we want to hold to our own name or our own creativity, then Gavin has to make the decision. This one hit me fast, almost too fast.
Uh-oh.
That I'm concerned about it. It's a GMC Terrain, and I thought it might be fun to go with Terrain Wells. Like Terrain Wells.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it sounds kind of British too, and so that's
Terrain Wells.
Terrain Wells. Yeah. Mm. So that's what I went with. It doesn't sound like you're shifting.
No. It could be a winner.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, so I was a little bit nervous because I was scared that you had picked mine.
Oh.
So I've also focused on the Terrain name.
You did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it reminded me of a very viral YouTube video, a July 4th YouTube video where a guy in a wheelchair named Terry can't back away from the fireworks.
There you go, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Terry. Okay, now, because it's Terrain
back
and
up,
Terry.
So I want to call it Terry.
Okay. I wasn't sure where Terrain came in, but I see what you did there.
Yes.
Okay, now, I love that clip of audio. It's one of my favorites. Terry, I think, is more of a stretch. Now I'm talking right to Gavin because I'm not going with Terry.
Make your plea.
I'm making my case here, Judge. Your Honor, your most magnificent, smart honor. I think Terrain was enough of a jump for Terrain Wells that Terry's even a bigger stretch, you know, personally.
Is it,
seriously?
I'm the judge here.
It feels like it.
I would like to say piece.
Yes.
I think it's not a good name when you have to explain it. Okay, so when he said...
You had audio to explain
Terrain
yours.
Wells. That's, when he said Terrain Wells, yeah. I was like, what?
And so you got Terrain out of Terry?
I'm just saying that if she said this is Terry the Terrain, people are going to be like, oh, back up, Terry. And imagine how funny that's going to be when she is behind the wheel.
You bring up a good point when you tell someone the name of your car. Oh, this is Terry the Terrain. And they go, oh, you just named it because of T's. Versus going, this is Terrain Wells. And you're like, oh, yeah, I love Terrain Wells. You know, and then you play his music out of the thing. That'd be great. I hit that button 4 times and it didn't fire. Oh, that thing frustrates me. That would have been perfect timing. Don't hold that against me, Gavin.
No,
could that be a movement from the Holy Spirit? Maybe.
No. All right, Gavin, Betty Rock and I are staying resolute. Where are you going?
I know.
Remember, this is a 16-year-old girl that's going to have her life devastated.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that.
Terrain Wells. You even did it.
No, like,
is backup Terry too old for a teenager? Does she like Terrain Wells?
She loves Terrain Wells.
You don't know that.
It says here, I didn't read the whole thing. I had to edit some of it out. And she says, my daughter, Georgia, by the way, loves Terrain Wells, one of her favorite artists in the whole wide world.
No, he's lying. Look at his face. He is lying.
I think due to the attempt at lying in this court of law.
Don't punish Georgia. Don't punish Georgia.
Bear up, Terry.
No. No. All right, well, there you go. I am Georgia.
Terry!
I am sorry we are sending you Georgia.
No, that's the best. That's the winner.
All right, well, there you go. That's name it and claim it for Georgia, who's going to be very sad.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.